heading to Croke Park as Ulster champions, you know, it doesn't get much better. You know, we had a great run there for 8 weeks and 4 great victories in Ulster, and moving on to a 3-game series now as an All-Ireland quarter final, so it's something different and something we're all definitely looking forward to.
Yeah, and going as you say, Ulster champions, you've gone there before as Ulster champions and you've had good days and bad days.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose every quarter final day is always different. I suppose you have to come down off the high of winning an Ulster title and try and get back up there then to compete, and I suppose the challenge doesn't come much different than Dublin and Croke Park, but it's one that you have to look forward to and it's one that you have to go after.
Talk to me about how you approach Dublin, because, as you said, they don't come much bigger and stronger than Dublin. You know, reigning champions, 3 in a row, National League champions. In many people's eyes, believed to be the best team of all time.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose from experience of playing them ourselves and victories and defeats against them, and I suppose from experience of watching them this past 3 years and winning titles, it shows that, you know, one thing's for sure, that unless you're there for the 70-plus minutes, you know, you're not going to get the better of Dublin, because they've showed time and time again that their levels don't drop. And even the All-Ireland finals, when push came to shove, you know, they managed to maintain their form and maintain it throughout difficult challenges. And it's something that we're very aware of, that we need to be at the level and the right level from word go to the very finish.
And yet you're the last team that beat them in the championship 2014. Is there much mention of that in the dressing room?
No, not really, to be honest. There's only a handful of players that probably played that day, and you know, it's that long ago. It's like our last Ulster title was that year too, and that seems like a long time ago as well. So it's something that we wouldn't be paying too much attention to. And I suppose the Dublin team have changed quite a bit since then too, and if anything, that defeat probably helped them in the 3 years since. So it's something that we're aware that their levels have gone up even further, and if we're to have any chance, we need to surpass our levels of 2014.
I think there's no doubt about it, actually. That defeat, I think, got them even changed their style. They even became a little bit more defensive, even though they still score quite a lot.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose they have got much better defensively, and they still have that huge threat of attacking and counter-attacking, and it's something, it's a balance that they have practiced and they've done very, very, very well. So it's something that we're going to have to try and counteract in some way and try and match it and try and go above it.
There's a lot of talk about Croke Park, and the game should be in Croke Park and it shouldn't be in Croke Park. What's your own personal opinion?
If you had a choice, you would hope that it would be a neutral venue, but as I said, it's written clearly that all games will start off with the Croke Park game, and so it is what it is, and it's something that maybe the powers that be might look at it further down the line, but for us, it hasn't really been on our minds at all. It's something for our county boards and the CCC to...
Brian McNiff has been saying that it's worth 5 or 6 points to Dublin. Do you think that's true?
It's easy to say that, I suppose, when Dublin's won in games, but I suppose, in fairness, I think if Dublin weren't so successful, if Dublin hadn't the strong team that they have, I don't think it would be as big of an issue. So it's Dublin are there in merit, and they've 3 All-Ireland titles in merit, and nobody will ever take that away from them. And they've put it up to the rest of the country, so they have, and it's up to the rest of the country to step up to their challenge and not look for faults in them.
Big turnaround from last year, isn't it? Losing an Ulster semi-final, hammered out the gate in Sligo in an All-Ireland qualifier.
Yeah, that's it. It's the difference is day and night, so it is. And as you say, I suppose the previous years we've been used to losing Ulster finals by a point here or there, you know, or just falling short in the last couple of minutes, but to suffer a heavy defeat in a semi-final and then to back it up with a even more disappointing defeat then against Galway and Sligo, it was definitely hard to take, definitely a change, so it was from previous years when you've been so competitive. And I suppose that was the start at the beginning of this year. The aim was to be competitive again and to get back up to the levels of where we have been, and you know, delighted to say that that freshness is definitely, that you know, the enthusiasm from the young players has definitely rubbed off on a lot of players, and we've almost forgotten about it already.
In the aftermath of that defeat to Galway and Sligo and in the depths of the winter, did you ever think, you know, is it worth going back or should I go back?
Yeah, well, I suppose on a personal level, for me, I suppose I've been used to influencing games and having an impact in games, and I just felt last year I wasn't having that impact, or I wasn't having any you know, positive role in games for the Donegal team. And I suppose it was more a personal choice for me whether to go back or not, and it was a matter of deciding whether I had anything to give to the Donegal team, and I suppose I'm absolutely delighted now that I did throw my lot in again, and it's paying dividends with us.
New manager in, new approach, new style of play, more open style of play. There's some people say that Donegal are playing with a smile on their face again.
Yeah, well, that's it. I suppose it's easy to say that when you're winning things, so it is. And I suppose when you look back in 2015, 2016, if we had won an Ulster title in any one of them years, we would have been playing with smiles on our faces then too. So it's all about results and it's all about performances. And we've been blessed. We've had four great results in Ulster. And, you know, those victories bring on everybody's confidence and enthusiasm no end, so it does. Mm.
There's a lot of people say that Dublin are going to qualify from the top eight, and that really the big games in the Super 8 is the Donegal versus Roscommon, Roscommon Galway to Donegal Tyrone. What do you say to that?
I suppose it's going to be there's going to be a lot of changes throughout this three game series. The great thing about it, I suppose, no matter what happens in the previous two games, I'd hope that most teams are going to go into their last game with a chance of getting an All-Ireland semi-final. The only way to guarantee an All-Ireland semi-final is to win your three games. So we'll be taking step one against Dublin and going for the victory there, and victory or defeat. The great thing about the All-Ireland quarter-final, you have another game the following week. Whether you win or lose your first game, you have to come back down again or get back up to the correct level to get a victory in your second game. So it's going to be lots of ups and downs, but it's a three-game series that's to be taken one game at a time, and we're certainly not looking forward any further forward than Dublin.
Yeah. Are Dublin beatable?
Yeah, look, every team's beatable. Dublin haven't been beat since 2014. Eventually, some team's going to beat them, whether it's this year, time will tell, but it's a challenge, and when teams are there that are on unbeaten runs, perhaps it gives the opposition teams that bit extra pep in their step to be the first team to break that record of theirs. And it is a formidable record and a formidable team to hold such a record, so it is. But it's something that we realise that if we can get at them and get up to our performance levels, we may well win, but time will tell.
Patrick McBearty not going to be part of the thing, the setup, part of the team. Big body blow, most people think.
Surely, yeah. A massive body blow to himself personally, you know, in the form of his life, and, you know, was a major factor in our Ulster title success and many of those early games. You know, he was kicking points for fun, both for his family and for the whole county. It is a huge blow for him personally, and for us as a team to lose a star forward like that, it is a massive blow, and there's no point saying otherwise. But it's a blow that gives somebody else a chance, and it's a blow that really makes the other 14, 15 players that are taking the field now come Saturday evening, that our levels need to go up that extra 10, 15% to recover the loss of Patrick.
Is it something you can get over? Does it affect the morale, the confidence of the team?
Well, look, time will tell, so it will. I suppose a good performance against Dublin on Saturday evening, and people will say we're able to manage without him. A defeat on Saturday evening, and people are probably going to put it down to the loss of Patrick McBearty. But it is going to be a loss, and unless people can step up to the plate and fill Patrick's shoes, it's going to be a defeat on Sunday or Saturday evening, and that's something we're very aware of, and it's something that every one of the players in our squad are thriving to up the levels.
Three busy weeks now, a place in the All-Ireland semi-final up for grabs. Is that the next target?
Yeah, that's it. I suppose it's a three-game series, and step one is going to be Dublin. You're going to head to Roscommon for a very difficult task down there as well, and you're going to have Tyrone and McCool Park, which is going to be a fierce battle between two neighbours, and it's something to behold, so it is, and something different, and definitely the players are embracing it, so they are.